Which of us is
Freestyle
likely
Friday.
to outlive roaches?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm gonna pick the person that's the roach themselves to me.
That is so fucked up.
I'm joking because I don't want a person to
You
get
go,
upset when I put that shit.
you go outlive your own people.
You ready? One, two, three.
So Set go outlive the roach.
Set go outlive.
Ain't no way.
I could have picked Set, man.
Yeah, I picked Dolo. Dolo don't do no smoking, no drinking, no nothing. He just go to work. He gonna outlive all of us.
I said,
trash and shit.
holiday because you survived a motorcycle accident. That's superhero shit.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah,
With my legs in the air like this.
that's what superheroes do. What I'm saying, like, I think you'll be.
No, no superhero, because superhero would have repaired itself.
No.
Bruh. 43. First of all, 43 is one of my numbers. It's like one of my favorite numbers. 43 was my number in high school, my football number, even though I was a receiver. I wanted number 43. I think my choices was 84, 81, 18, 19, and 43, and I chose 43. But 43 is how many monkeys got loose, escaped from a lab in Yamasee, South Carolina. And I might be saying Yamasee wrong. Someone from Yamasee told me the correct way to say it, and I forgot if it was Yamasee or Yamasee. So I'm just gonna say it the wrong way or the right way the whole way through here. So, and it's gonna be Yamasee. But Beaufort County, South Carolina, and that shit is 30 minutes away from me. Yamasee is about, I think, about an hour away. But 43 monkeys loose. I think they got loose the weekend, the week of the presidential election. And we're 11 days behind that, 12 days behind that as of this recording. Eight of them are still loose. So I have this, again, I'm about an hour away from that lab, but I've had things come through my yard that was wild before. I've had an emu roll through my yard. I've seen coyotes. I've seen bobcats. I had a turkey walk through my yard and stop and just stare at my house and be like, when did this motherfucker get here? So I have things coming through my yard. And I'd be scared as hell if I walk outside one day and it's a monkey looking at me like, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog, hey, dog. No. No. We going somewhere, dog. Anyway, man. So I do want to say, in that manner, Nancy Mace, her bum ass is asking for a federal probe into those 43 monkeys in that lab. And this is where I have to be a little bit more serious with you guys. You think the government didn't know that that lab was there doing what they was doing? You have to disclose this kind of stuff. You're going to be putting out the scientific method when you're doing scientific experiences dictates if you're getting some kind of funding, you have to put it out there. What kind of funding, what you're doing. You cannot falsify documents and then later down the road say, hey, we did this experiment and this is what we did it on. We falsified the documents just so we could run this experiment. No, you, if the scientific method when you put that information out there, either you're going to have to lie about the whole thing and you can't get the information peer studied, or you let people know the truth of what's going on and then they cover that up. I don't think they're trying to make it seem like, and by they, the government is trying to make it seem like this was some big experiment that they lab lied about. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all believe what you want to believe. I just know that when you do studies like this, and the studies are going to be peer-reviewed, you're going to be using this information on one point or another. That information has to be fully disclosed to your funding partners and to the international review boards, so that they can make sure nothing fruity is going on. So there's no need to do a federal probe. You could just go pull the information. The feds would already know about this if it's federally funded. If it's not federally funded, it is state funded. The state would know about this. Now, if they did submit the information to the state and the state didn't give it to the feds, that's on the state. But I know that paperwork was done right as far as disclosing what they were doing, because it's a research facility. Anyway, but outside of that, man, 43 monkeys. I cannot believe 8 of them are still loose. And if I go in my backyard and see one of these motherfuckers backstroking in my pool, it's going to be a problem. This is Holiday with your son. Until next time, you can see everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Take care. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right because I'm on the grind.